Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your body.
Stop it! Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
Lao Tzu was an ancient Chinese philosopher who's known as the founder of Taoism. He wrote a small book called the Tao Te Ching, one of the wisest and most timeless books ever written. It's a collection of short verses that speak about the Tao, or the way. But what is this way? The way is the natural flow of life, the same force that changes the seasons, opens a flower in spring, or carries a river gently downhill. Taoism is about learning how to live in tune with that way, that flow, the flow of the universe. Taoism reminds us of a very simple rule. Peace doesn't come from trying to control everything. It comes from letting go, softening, and trusting life a little more. But in today's world, that can feel hard. Life moves fast. Our days are full of noise, pressure, and endless to-do lists. We get caught up in trying to keep up, and in the process, we lose touch with ourselves. That's why we need Taoist habits. These aren't strict rules or rigid routines. They're small, gentle practices that help you come back to yourself. They slow you down. They help you breathe. They remind you to be present and to listen, not just to the outside world, but to the quiet inside. In this video, we'll explore 7 simple Taoist habits that won't ask you to do more. They'll help you slow down, let go of the noise, and come back to what really matters. Back to yourself. Number 1. Begin the day in stillness. Lao Tzu says, "To the mind that is still, the whole universe surrenders." In Taoist thought, how you begin your day is how you begin your life again. Each morning is a quiet invitation to return to yourself before the noise begins. And the most powerful way to begin is by doing nothing. Just sit. Breathe. Be still. No phone, no list, no need to fix or plan anything. Give yourself 5 or 10 minutes of silence. Not as a task, but as a way of remembering what it feels like to simply exist. Most of us wake up and immediately reach for our phones, check messages, start planning the day, feeling stressed before we even leave our beds. That quick jump into action makes it hard to stay present. It sends a message to the mind that this moment isn't enough, that we need to hurry somewhere else. But the Tao reminds us that the only place we truly need to be is here. When we sit in silence, we're not avoiding life. We're allowing ourselves to meet it fully without distractions. A few minutes of morning stillness helps you enter the day gently. You feel your breath, watch your thoughts come and go, notice your body waking up. Maybe you hear the birds outside, distant traffic, or just the quiet hum of the world beginning again. There's no goal here, nothing to achieve. You just sit. And in doing that, you remember that life isn't something to chase. It's something to flow with. When you start your day in silence, you give yourself a bit of space before the world comes in. You're not rushing, You're not reacting. You're just there, quietly waking up, and as the day goes on, you carry that stillness with you. You don't get thrown off as easily. You can pause, take a breath, and respond more calmly. Even when things don't go your way, you're just not as shaken. It's like moving through the day the way water flows, gently, without forcing anything. You trust that life will take you where you need to go, and there's no need to rush. Number 2. Act without struggle. According to Lao Tzu, the Tao never does anything, yet through it, all things are done. In Taoism, there's a gentle principle called Wu Wei. It means effortless action, not forcing, not fighting, but moving with the natural flow of things. It's how water flows.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
It was around a stone. No struggle, no resistance, yet it still moves forward. In daily life, this means noticing when you're pushing too hard, when you're rushing to get things done, or trying to control every little outcome. Taoists remind us that you don't need to force your way through the world. Instead, pause. Breathe. Let things settle before you act. If your mind is spinning, take a short walk. If you're unsure, wait a little longer. Let your response come from stillness, not stress. You can practice Wu Wei in simple ways. When cooking, let it be slow and mindful. When speaking, leave space for silence. When walking, feel each step. When making a choice, ask, what feels natural? What feels like the next gentle step? This habit shows you that not everything needs to be fixed right now. Sometimes things sort themselves out when you stop trying so hard, and sometimes answers come only when you're quiet enough to hear them. When you start living with Wu Wei, something changes inside you. You don't feel the need to control everything anymore. You begin to notice that life already knows how to move, just like your breath or how the seasons change. It all happens on its own, and you don't have to push so hard. You stop feeling like it's all on you. That heavy weight on your shoulders starts to lighten. You feel more balanced, maybe not peaceful all the time, but definitely less rushed, less anxious. You don't jump to react to every little thing. Instead, you wait. You let things settle. You move when it feels right, not just when your mind says, now! And slowly, life stops feeling like a constant struggle. It begins to feel softer, more natural. Like you're walking with life, not against it. One step at a time. It gets easier. Less force, more quiet flow. Number 3. Turn ordinary acts into rituals. In the words of Lao Tzu, nature does not hurry, yet everything is accomplished. We live in a world that tells us to move fast. Eat fast, work fast, reply fast, even rest gets scheduled. The message is clear. Get through the small stuff so you can reach the real life, the big moments, the achievements, the payoff. But here's the quiet truth. Most of life is the small stuff. If we rush through it, we rush through most of our life. Think about your mornings. How often do you make tea or coffee while scrolling through your phone, half aware of what you're doing? How many of your meals are eaten in front of a screen? How many times have you washed dishes just to clear them, without once feeling the warm water on your hands? We treat daily tasks like obstacles, things to get done and move past. But when everything becomes something to get over with, we never actually arrive anywhere. But Taoism turns this around. It says, don't rush past your life. Meet it where it is. The sacred isn't hiding in a future achievement somewhere. It's right here. It's steam rising from a cup. It's the sound of chopping vegetables. In the simple act of folding a shirt. When Taoist teachers talk about living in harmony with the way, they're talking about how you place a bowl on a table, how you breathe while sleeping the floor. Presence is the practice. To live in the spirit of Taoism is to stop rushing. Life isn't a race to be won, it's a rhythm to be felt, and it can be felt if you turn your ordinary tasks into small rituals. So next time you're making a cup of tea, treat it like a small meditation. Heat the water and wait without distraction. Watch the steam rise. Pour it slowly. Hold the cup with both hands. Sip. Not while checking your phone, not while multitasking. Just sit and drink.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
When cooking, be with the food. Before turning on music or a podcast, pause. Smell the garlic. Listen to the rhythm of the knife. Stir slowly. Let the process itself calm you, not just the result. Even cleaning can feel grounding when done with attention. While washing dishes, notice the temperature of the water, the weight of each plate, the motion of your hands. When you sweep the floor, match your breath to the movement. Let it become a rhythm, not a rush. Transitions can become pauses too. Before moving from one task to the next, take a breath. Let one thing end fully before beginning another. It only takes a moment, but that moment can shift the pace of your day. If you're not sure if this really makes a difference, try this small comparison. In the rushed version, you boil water while checking messages. You drink fast, you barely taste it, and you move on. 10 minutes gone, nothing felt. But in the ritual version, you wait, you listen, you hold, you sip. For 2 minutes, you're fully there. Your breath slows, your mind softens. You move into the next thing, less tense. Now ask yourself, which kind of day would I rather live? Not once, but 300 times over. When you settle into this habit, you stop waiting for weekends or vacations to feel alive. You stop postponing peace, and you start finding it. In the sink, in the stove, in the kettle, the broom, everywhere around you. Taoism reminds us that life isn't somewhere else. It's here, in the ordinary, and it always has been. We just have to stop rushing long enough to actually feel it. Number 4. Follow your breath during the day. Lao Tzu once wrote, "Returning is the motion of the Tao. Yielding is the way of the Tao." Sometimes, in the middle of the day, you'll notice you're not really here. Your mind is scattered, your body feels tense, and you're lost in thought or pulled in loads of different directions. That's the moment to come back to something that's always with you. Your breath. You don't have to force it or fix it. Just notice it. Inhale. Exhale. That quiet rise and fall. Feel the air move in and out. That's all. The Taoists saw the breath as more than just oxygen. They called it the rhythm of the Tao inside you. A subtle tide, always flowing, always present. So when you return to your breath, you're not just calming yourself. You're coming home, back into the flow, back into presence. And you can do this any time, standing in line, stuck in traffic, walking to your next meeting, even in the middle of a conversation, you can quietly tune in to your breath. And as you breathe, you'll feel your shoulders softening, your jaw unclenching, and your thoughts slowing down. So Taoism teaches us that you don't need to escape the world to feel peace. You just need to return to what's already here. And your breath is always here. Number 5. Spend time in nature. To quote Lao Tzu, "Be still like a mountain and flow like a great river." One of the simplest ways to reconnect with the Tao is to step outside. Taoism teaches that nature is not separate from us. It is us. The trees, the rivers, the wind, the sky. They move in harmony, without force. They don't rush or overthink. They just are. And when you spend time in nature, even for a few minutes, you begin to remember that same rhythm. You don't need a forest or a mountain. It can be as simple as standing barefoot on grass, sitting quietly under a tree, or watching clouds drift across the sky. You're not trying to do anything. You're just...
Want to try a free sample of Berry Pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your
intestines. Stop it! Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture. Luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
Letting the natural world hold you. Letting its calm, unhurried presence soften your mind. Most of us spend our days surrounded by screens, noise, traffic, and pressure. It's easy to lose touch with the part of us that feels whole without needing to prove or perform. But nature doesn't ask anything of you. It doesn't judge. It simply invites you to slow down, to listen, to breathe, to return. When you sit in a tree, you're reminded that growth takes time and doesn't need to be loud. When you watch the clouds, you see how thoughts and emotions can come and go without needing to hold on to them. When you walk by a stream or feel the wind, you begin to understand what it means to flow, to move through life with less struggle or effort. The Tao is always showing itself through nature. Through the changing seasons, through sunlight and rain, through stillness and movement. It teaches balance without ever speaking a word. So spending time in nature is not a luxury, but a return. A quiet way of remembering who you are beneath the noise. Even a few minutes a day is enough. Let the sky remind you to open up. Let the ground remind you to stay rooted. Let the trees teach you patience. You don't have to figure everything out. You just have to be present. Nature takes care of the rest. Number 6. Let go of the need to control. Lao Tzu considers that life is a series of natural and spontaneous changes. Don't resist them, that only creates sorrow. Let reality be reality. There's a quiet tension many of us carry. The need to control everything. We want things to go as planned. We want people to act how we expect. We want life to follow the picture we've made in our heads. But life doesn't always listen. And when things go differently, we feel anxious, upset, even helpless. But what if real strength isn't about control? What if it's about letting go? Taoism teaches us to put our trust in life. Think of a river. It doesn't move in straight lines. It curves. It flows fast. It slows down. Sometimes it even overflows. And if you try to force the river to go your way, you'll wear yourself out. But if you move with it, you find a different kind of power. The strength to bend without breaking. Letting go starts in small moments. A plan changes. Someone lets you down. Something doesn't go how you thought it would. Pause. Take a deep breath. Notice how your body wants to tense up, to fix things, to hold tight. And instead, say softly to yourself, let it flow. Now, of course, it's not always that easy. Many of us were taught that being in control means being safe. But this need to control often comes from fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of failure, fear of getting hurt. So we try to plan everything, avoid all mistakes, and protect ourselves from anything uncertain. But the truth is, most things aren't in our control. The weather, other people, the past, even many of our own thoughts and feelings. Life is too big to micromanage. But what is in our hands is how we respond. We can tense up and fight every change, or we can pause, breathe, and move with it. When we start letting go, something shifts. We stop being thrown off by every delay or mistake. Life still brings ups and downs, but we stop adding our own stress to it, and we'll start to trust that life doesn't have to go exactly as we imagined for us to be okay. Like bamboo in the wind, we bend, but we don't break. We stay rooted, even as we move with whatever the moment brings. Number 7. End the day in release. In our final quote from Lao Tzu for this video, he says, to hold, you must first open your hand. Let go. Before sleep, just sit quiet.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
And ask yourself gently, what did I resist today? Where did I flow? What can I let go of now? Don't overthink it. Let the answers rise naturally. Maybe you held on to stress in a conversation. Maybe you went with the flow when things didn't go your way. Maybe there's a grudge, an exception, or a thought that's still clinging. As you breathe out, imagine releasing it. Not pushing it away, just loosening your grip, like leaves floating downstream. Let it go. In Taoism, life is not a straight line. It's a cycle. Effort and rest, doing and being, light and dark. Just as day fades into night, we too must let go of the day to make space for what comes next. Most of us carry our days into our sleep, Our minds keep spinning, replaying moments, clinging to what we should have said or done. But reflection is not rumination. It's awareness. And release is not forgetfulness. It's trust. This small ritual helps us return to balance. It tells the body, you've done enough. It tells the heart, you're safe to rest. And it tells the mind, you don't have to hold everything. The Tao flows best through emptiness. And when we clear the clutter of the day, we make room for something wiser, calmer, and more alive to return tomorrow. So let the day go. Trust that life continues to flow, even as you sleep. If you enjoyed this video, please make sure to check out our full Philosophies for Life playlist. And for more videos to help you find success and happiness using beautiful philosophical wisdom, don't forget to subscribe. Thanks so much for watching.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.